I just enjoy that as we're speaking of these, the four faces of the four living creatures, that we should not take this word as an obligation of we should do this and we should not do that, we should behave in a certain way. But these four faces are an expression of a man who is living the God-man life. And actually, the way that happens is really by grace. Grace is God incarnate. You know, the lion is reigning, right? And in Ezekiel, we have the picture. In the New Testament, we have the words. And in Romans 5:17, reigning in life is by the abounding grace. Then the ox, we have 1 Corinthians 15:10. Paul says, I labored more abundantly than the others, yet not I, but the grace of God. And then, of course, in John, the Gospel of John, where we have the Lord as the eagle, he comes full of grace. So, brothers and sisters, as we are inspired and endeavor to have these expressions, we should realize it is not by myself trying to be such and such, but is by me enjoying God as grace. And in particular, the way that happens is by our intimate personal time with the Lord. I was so touched. Recently, I read Matthew 4:4 with my children. The Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That indicates that in those 40 days of fasting, not eating physical food, he was living by the word of God. The word of God became his food. And I was just touched. Lord Jesus, I repent for trying to do my morning revival as a to-do, to check off the box. And maybe I didn't so much pray to get the nourishment out of your word. That is the way to get grace, is to touch the Lord as we read his word. And by such, we can have such a living in our daily living. Amen.
To set the example for those who translate, what does it mean to summarize? Okay, whatever our brother shared actually can be summarized very simply. He said the four living creatures is not what to do and what not to do, but the only point is that the four living creatures is to experience grace.
Amen. Okay?
I hope that to those of you who learn to translate, do it this way. Okay? You don't need to go through all the verses and so on. It takes too long. Yeah. Please. Because otherwise it will take too long.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, during the winter training, when brother said consider the living feature, and our brother gave us a very crucial word. Very precious, she said, the four living creatures embody the entire economy of God. The four living creatures embody the entire economy of God. So this is quite impressive how our brother have this kind of utterance. And also, brother also, when she giving it out this message, he also right away give us a question. She said, we all know that we are part of this four living creature. But the question is, how living we are? You know, so this is some question, you know, I just keep concerning before the Lord. But praise the Lord. The Lord gave me three wonderful verses and really encouraged me. And the first verse, it comes from John 6:57. You know how the living Father sent me, and I shall live because of the Father. And he who eats of me shall live because of me. So this is the pointing of how we need to have a proper eating. We should eat the tree of life as our only diet, our only food, in order that we can receive the abundant supply. Amen. And the second verse is from 2 Corinthians 3:16-18, we know how we need to have all the veil being taken away. Then with any unveiled face, we can behold and we can reflect this marvelous law. So this is the concerning how we need to spend the time with the law. Oh, Lord Jesus, we would like to spend more of the time with you by eating of you at the tree of life. And then by spending more of the time with you, we'll have more divine life and nature be fully constituted within us. And number three, the verse is from the Ephesians 5:25-27. We need the water from the word to wash away our wrinkle and our spot. Wrinkle means our nature man, or our natureness. And the spot means the wrinkle means our oldness, and the spot means our nature man. So by the water from the word of God, we wash away our nature man, our natureness, and all our oldness. Praise the Lord. That is kind of process of the organic salvation. So praise the Lord, through this encouragement from the Lord, we'll become a part of a living creature who is full of life, who can also minister of divine life to one another. That's how we can live a proper human living. And even we can have this assurance that our human life will be full of a juicy human and human in Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. But our God is living. Amen. And we have the living. Amen. But how we live? Not by our own man. We have the process through the picture of wind, cloud, and fire, and gold. Electron. That means we need to, just our brother just say, need a trying God to work into us. Amen. And dispensing his life in our tripartite. Then we can be a living. Praise the Lord. And also just sister say, we have to live or to eat, because the Father, the Son live. We also by him, we did. So praise the Lord. And also I enjoy the man. We are really important men. The God created in Genesis 1:26 is for men to dominate and expression. But this also not our old creation man. It's our new man being processed, being have a life inside of us. So we can expressing him through our Jesus Christ. Amen. Also the humanity of Jesus. Amen. And also all these lion, ox, and eagle. This is all in the Jesus Christ being. Wow. So we can live in the proper corporate Christ. In the whole living creature. When one live, all can believe. Amen. We are all in the same direction. We are living in same direction. We have to put in the body of the building, in the body of Christ. So we can express it totally for the God's economy. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I liked the weather analogy because you know, the other night we were having some very warm weather, and I went outside to take the garbage out, and there was a strong breeze, but it was warm. It felt like before a hurricane. You know, I grew up in South Florida, so before the storm, there was a special wind, but it was always warm. And you don't feel that much here, and that's what it felt like. And this morning, I really enjoyed the point that Brother Abraham was bringing out, that we need to have this, we have to have a feeling. Yeah. We have to know the Lord's moving. And sometimes, like the other night, it reminded me of something I had experienced before. And I feel like as the years go by, the Lord uses that. You know, like we shouldn't despise any of our experience, that the Lord builds on that and uses that and reminds us. You know, I don't think Brother Peter will walk out in a hurricane ever again.
No.
He's had that experience, and now he's learned from that experience. And so this morning I just appreciated every time the Lord blows. It's almost like a building, you know? It reminds you of some other experience. Or his speaking builds on something he spoke to you last week. You know, the people that know how to read the weather, they learn by experience. It's the old fishermen that really know. They've been doing that so many years. And I appreciate all the saints here and all of their experience. Sometimes if you have the opportunity to be with the older saints and hear them speaking, you just marvel at this wind. Lord, you're so wise.
Amen.
You're so sovereign in arranging everything. And it really increases your faith that God is in control. And if we learn to just be one with him, he is getting what he's after. I also wanted to take the opportunity to thank all the saints for praying for our son Paul through the years. He's getting married this afternoon. Hopefully I was crying this morning, so I won't cry later this afternoon at his wedding. But one of the hymns spoke of the triumphs of his grace. And I just feel like we all need to lay hold of that promise. The Lord's grace, especially through your prevailing prayers, triumphs in every situation. Amen.
感谢赞美主，我们每个人都需要被风吹来，神的风啊，要吹到我们每个人的身上。被风啊吹来，风吹来，神的恩典的云啊，就会覆庇我们。我们需要神的风。风吹来，云恩典覆庇我们，覆庇我们啊！哦，就有个火出来了，这火呢，就说能够照亮我们一切，让我们里面被洁净，能够成为能够经历神基督三一神做我们的生命的经历，还有那个这个被风吹来，火里面呢，还有现在。四个活物来，从这火里面有四个活物出来。这四个活物，他说是什么？有四个脸，前面是人的脸，左面是狮子的脸，右边是牛的脸，后面是老鹰的脸。这四个脸啊，就是这个四福音啊，主耶稣四方面的给我们的关系，你晓得。主耶稣在我们里面，他的生命成了我们的生命啊，这个基因啊就在我们里面。什么叫基因？你知道？所以遗传的，主在我们里面，他的基因就在我们里面。所以我们说在教会里面啊，他说好像你也多做狮，人家都喜欢做狮子，做狮子。但是呢，你如果做牛的话。主耶稣说我乃是服侍人不是要人的服侍所以你做牛做到结果自然而然你就是狮子所以说主耶稣的基因在我里面教会里面每个人都要做牛做牛、我要做了一辈子的牛、
Amen.
我在我的肉身里面服侍我的儿女们服侍我家里现在我要服侍我的主耶稣就是他的教会教会是神的、哦、神所宝贝的、
Amen.
基督的身体、啊
Amen.
基督是头我们是身体我们在做牛服侍、这个教会我们就能够有狮子那个力量出来、
Amen.
我们里面的前面是冷的脸了，你冷的脸呢，就是后面就是阴啊。这往上飞的，我们不是地上爬，我们顺着服侍，我们要服在天上与主合一的，主耶稣到来，我们要在哪里？赞美主。
Amen. We all need to experience the triune God as the wind blowing on us. And we need to experience Him as the cloud overshadowing us, as the grace covering us. Then we need to experience Him as the fire burning within us. Then we will become the electrum shining out the divine and redeeming God. Praise the Lord. And we need to become these four living creatures with the four faces. And these are the face of man, a face of a lion, a face of an ox, and a face of an eagle. When we are regenerated, we have the gene, the divine gene within us. And as we're in the church life, on the one hand, we are the lion resisting the enemy, but mostly we're serving as the ox in the church life for the Lord to build up His body, that He would gain the four living creatures to express Him and to carry out His administration. Amen.
Amen. So good to be here. We need a vision. Ezekiel was given a vision, and Paul, John the Beloved in Revelation was given a vision, and we are also given visions, but we're also sinners, and sometimes we lose our vision. It reminded me of Jonah. You know, he ran from the Lord, even in Nineveh. It was kind of like a cloud. He had God shaded him, but he felt sorry for himself. But and I've had my periods of that too. But God is faithful, and as we continue to open to Him and pray that His will be done, He grows in us. And it was so good to be here, and I just remember the years of being at localities where it's not always in the numbers. The wind blew. One of my favorite prayer meetings was in Odessa, Texas, with me and two sisters, married sisters, at one of the brothers' homes. He had to work that night. You know, the wind blew, and the spirit was strong. And I'm so grateful to have, the church in New York brought me back to the Lord. And when I first came here, it was to go to school, and the brothers, and I'm sure some sisters, just prayed that I would not just come to New York to get a degree, but I would come to New York to return to the Lord. Like Jonah, there were some times that I was asked to serve, and I would serve, and then I would retire like Jonah. I would run. But the Lord is faithful, and He cannot deny Himself. So as long as we breathe, He will not give up on us.
Amen. Amen. The vision that Ezekiel saw was not just a vision for us to see, but it was not something our. I really appreciate that this refers to an inward vision that we must have, and also this is something we need to experience to become the four living creatures for God to express Him and to carry out His administration. One of the statements that the brother mentioned really convicted me, that the Lord today is moving in New York City, but does He have the four living creatures to move with Him? He does not want to move alone. He wants to move through man and with man. But what kind of man can God move through? It's not any ordinary man, but man who have become the four living creatures through the experience of the wind, the cloud, the fire, and the electrum. May we be this kind of man, four living creatures, living and coordinated, so that the Lord can have a proper move in this city and throughout the earth.
Amen. During the Lord's table, we sang 5:05, and I didn't really had the chance of expressing how I appreciate verse 4. It says, "There's a man in the glory whose life is for me. His peace is abiding. How patient is he? His joyful and radiant, expecting to see. His life in the glory lived out in me." I enjoy the fact that the Lord gave us the life, and like many saints have shared, we have that life within. And He expects, He expecting to see his life in the glory live out in me, in all of us. I think what I get away with all those type of Christ or Christ living is the key word that I heard this morning. It kind of struck with me is living. And some are sharing that, you know, we need to have that sensitive feeling that when the Lord speaks to us, we need to follow that inner anointing. And then we can live out all those, whether we be like a human, like a lion, and like an ox, and like a eagle. Many times we feel like we have to achieve certain things by living out the image or living out the specialty of one of those four living creatures' side, you know? But I feel like our God is living and the living creature is living and we have the life within. So if we pay attention to this life within, we can live out. We don't have to pretend to be something we're not.
I just enjoyed that small point that's like, it's worse if we don't have any feeling, but rather we should have some kind of feeling that we're in a dead state or something like that. And I feel like recently, it's my last semester, it's been kind of stressful, and I've been forced to stay at Stony Brook instead of coming here to the meetings or even at Stony Brook. Because of clinicals, I have been able to make a lot of meetings, and it's so easy to just fall into, like, you forget that you can turn to the Lord for whatever reason, and it's been very stressful, but praise the Lord, the wind suddenly blew one night, and it was this tough time, but it really just reminded me to, it was a hurricane-like wind, maybe, like, it was very strong, but it really just forced me to turn back to him and really pray, remember that I have this comforter, that he's able to just be there with me, brood over me, and I just really enjoy that experience.
Okay, so I'll try and tie this all together. But I really enjoyed what he said about having a testimony at work when he was talking about maybe everybody is casually on a Friday goofing off, but you have a task in front of you to complete, and how he said just have a face of an ox, because really in those moments you do have to like be disciplined, like, okay, I need to finish this and sit down, but knowing that that is Christ in you, and that is an expression, a human expression of Christ. And kind of the point of this whole thing is that we are created with an imprint, so you have this seal on your life that you have to basically represent, not have to, but want to, and that is Christ in you. And so God can move through you, and that looks like sitting down at your desk and finishing. I'm a designer. It means sitting down and finishing these sketches when I would rather go outside and play soccer or something. And this tied into a very personal experience that I've been going through in the last 2 weeks, and I was reading Ephesians 1 through 4 and 5, and that being that he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before him in love. And if you dive deeper into that, what that means is he chose us, all of us, to be the selection of the saints in this age of grace, is the act of God choosing out from among mankind a certain for himself. These become his own to be used for a certain purpose, to be channels through which God could reach the rest of mankind with the message of the gospel. And that comes back to me sitting down at my desk and finishing the task in front of me to be a channel through which God could reach mankind, because that is his heart towards man. Amen. So praise the Lord that he has this many people in this room sitting down at their desk on a Friday and finishing their tasks.
Amen. 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 Lord Jesus.
Lord
Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for your life in us.
Amen.
Thank you, you're the pattern.
Amen.
Be reproduced in our living.
Amen.
We will be your proper expression.
Amen.
Also sign up for any ministry books for the next book and by the book room. Yeah. Amen.